Tomorrow is primary election day here in Michigan, and along with important party primaries for Congress and the state legislature, a number of funding issues go before voters. And current state Scott Pohl and Kevin Lavery are here with more on some of the millages on tomorrow's ballot. Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, nice to be here.
Scott, let's start with a look at the Capital Area District Library millage.
Okay, Capital Area District Library operates 13 branches serving all of Ingham County, with the exception of East Lansing. They run their own library. They also operate a bookmobile. The proposal would renew 1.56 mils through 2017. No increase in there. That's the same rate since 2006. The Capital Area District Library Director, Maureen Hurton, touts their fiscal responsibility. The millage produces 90% of their revenue, and she says the people of Ingham County get a lot for their money.
We provide books and magazines, music, DVDs, lots of online resources, including e-books and e-magazines for both children and adults. We provide educational, entertaining programs. I mean, during the summer, we've had weekly live shows for families at our branches. And this year, we've had a science theme for summer reading. And it's really sparked a lot of interest. It brought a lot of people in. So anecdotally, I don't have the actual numbers, but it's brought a lot of people in from what the libraries are telling me. We provide access to technology. We have public computers and Wi-Fi, but we also help patrons learn to use the technology that's available to them.
Now, if this passes, Mark, it would generate about $9 million a year. You should know that a portion of the millage may be subject to capture by the downtown development authorities, the tax increment finance authorities, and brownfield redevelopment authorities in towns around the county, along with the Ingham County Land Bank. There's one other library vote of note in DeWitt, the public library there. They're seeking almost one mil, which would double the current millage rate up in DeWitt. And that's interesting because last year, two different library proposals were rejected in DeWitt. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on.
Okay, Kevin, let's move on to the parks millage going before voters in Meridian Township.
Meridian Township first enacted its millage in 1984 at a one-third mill rate. And there has been no increase since then in all that time, in 30 years. There's an existing millage that expires in 2016. And so what they're doing is they are going for a renewal of that. Plus, they are asking for an increase. What that means is that the owner of a $200,000 home now pays $33 per year for the parks in Meridian Township. But if this passes, they will pay $67 per year, plus that 33 years for the first 2 years. And then after that, it's just the $67. The issue here really is that Meridian Township has more than 900 acres of parkland. That's almost three times as much acreage today as it did back in 1984. And Luann Meisner, who is the Parks and Recreation Director for Meridian Township, says that with all this growth, that's really the reason why they need this millage.
Early on, most of the monies were spent on acquisition. And then as the township parks grew, then became the development costs and the maintenance costs. And those have all obviously increased over the years. There's infrastructure repairs that need to be done. And then there's also capital improvements that have been on the six-year capital improvement list for over 15 years. Just because, you know, it's on the list, but there's never any money to actually do the work.
And some of the projects that they'll be working on are upgrades to Central Park, to the Meridian Township Historic Village, Nancy Moore Park, also Towner Road Park. That's a brand new development that they're working on. It's actually in Hazlitt. They're working on an athletic complex. So that one's new. The other ones are essentially upgrades. Also, they say that they will include, or they will add, a couple of more maintenance staff because they've had to make cuts in that area as well.
Okay. Scott, back to you. What can you tell us about the Capital Area Transportation Millage proposal?
CATA serves Lansing, East Lansing, MSU, and Meridian, Delhi, and Meridian Townships, asking to renew their current millage of just over 3 mils through 2020. That rate was approved by voters in 2010, and it runs through 2015. The millage funds 38% of their operations. Sandy Dragoo is CEO and executive director of CATA. She says losing 38% of their revenue would force the CATA board to consider service cuts.
The board would have to look at that and decide what they wanted us to go back, and we'd have to go back to that table and look at the services, and you can't have the same amount of services out there, and so we would then have to eventually take services off the table. That is not one of the things that they are saying would happen right now, but it eventually would have to happen.
If this is approved, the millage would generate $14.7 million in 2016. CATA says they provided almost 12 million rides last year, including 360,000 rides for persons with disabilities on their SpecTrans system.
And Kevin, finally, there are also some local road repair funding proposals on the ballot. Tell us about those.
Right. There are several communities in the Tri-County area, Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham. And this these set of proposals would raise more than $1 million in the first year of revenue. A good example of this is in Charlotte, where the millage levy would be 2.35 mils over 5 years, and that would generate almost $500,000 per year. I spoke with Greg Goodshow, who is the city manager for Charlotte, and he says this is actually going to be the third time in recent years they've gone to the voters to ask for additional money for road reconstruction, in part because revenue sharing from the state of Michigan that would normally fund a lot of this has just been cut so much over the years they've had to resort to their own means locally.
If the state had not cut revenue sharing and had addressed the gas tax issue, we might not have to be going to voters at all. You know, the state's budget is looking pretty rosy these days, but I think they're ignoring their responsibilities to the rest of us local governments out there. And I think the consequence of that is we're having to do the sorts of things that we're doing here in Charlotte.
Now, if those proposals do pass coming up on the 5th, then Charlotte, for example, will not see the funds coming into their budget until about a year from now, July of 2015. But that would give them the beginning of a regular, consistent road maintenance program, which they really, it's been very hit and miss over the years. If it fails, Eaton County has its own separate proposal that would go on the November ballot. And if they both fail, well, as Mr. Goodshow was telling me, he says he's been a city manager for 35 years, and he says, if I had any more rabbits to pull out of my hat, I would have done them by now. It's just not there.
And Scott, there are a few other local proposals tomorrow, right?
That's right. In Williamston, there are three amendments to the city charter going before voters tomorrow. In Bath Township, a police and fire millage renewal is on the ballot. And there's a fire equipment millage going before voters in DeWitt Township.
Current State Scott Pohl and Kevin Lavery, many thanks to both of you for the updates on tomorrow's ballot proposals.
My pleasure.
You're welcome.